our issue here with the Eminent Advisory Committee that were, you know, created by the Electoral Commission on the 3rd of December 2019. At the day of inauguration, the Electoral Commission told the entire nation that the reason it has put in this committee together is for the committee to assist it to do a certain specific activity. So when that was done, we were actually looking forward for that committee or members of that particular committee to help the Electoral Commission in this particular regard. We were happy for the constitution of this particular committee, that is the MS Advisory Committee, because the Electoral Commission has had a lot of issues with credibility, and there's been a lot of challenge and misunderstanding to the activities and some of the decisions that the Electoral Commission has taken. That gave rise to a lot of confusion in IPAC meetings, a lot of demonstrations that characterized activities leading up to the 2020 general election. The addition of these particular eminent members in our society as a committee to assist the Electoral Commission do its work, we were very, very happy with. But unfortunately, we have been disappointed in what has happened so far.
But Mr. Kumi, the advisory committee is just an advisory committee. The Electoral Commission has been mandated by the Constitution to organize and administer elections in the country. The advisory committee does not have any power. There is just to advise. Don't you think so?
Yes, they will have no power. They have any constitutional mandate to force their decisions or their ideas on the Electoral Commission. But the reason for constituting that committee was not necessarily for the EC to have just their presence as perhaps a mirror to dress the Electoral Commission or something. Their constitution was for a particular purpose. So you constitute, you bring such respectable and reputable members of our society into a committee, giving us the reason as to why you have constituted this committee and you don't allow this committee members to work, then the reason that you put up this committee must be re-examined and must be re-looked into.
Some people are suggesting that your group is just making a whole lot of noise and should be ignored, because it appears the Electoral Commission is doing what it's supposed to do. Although it consults these eminent people or group of people, the advice is just an advice. But the Electoral Commission, they argue, has not done anything that will undermine the integrity of the election, and that the ongoing voter registration is proceeding as normal as possible in spite of the prevalence of the global coronavirus pandemic. What do you say to that?
So the Electoral Commission published the gazetted registration centers that it wants to use for this particular exercise. After the Electoral Commission came to tell us that it has set up a mobile registration center which has not been gazetted. And what this mobile registration center is to do is that this mobile registration center will be moving around to places where there are congestions so that it will go and ease the congestions that are there. We found one of these mobile registration centers in a private residence registering a particular party, NPP members, in that particular house. These guys were accosted by some vigilant individuals and handed them over to the police. Up to today, we've not heard what has happened about that. Thirdly, schools were not part. SHS campuses, that is senior high school campuses, were not part of the gazetted registration centers that the Electoral Commission published. But the Electoral Commission told us and then also went ahead to use those places as registration centers. So all these things, the Electoral Commission has no respect for our laws. And when injunctions are served on them, they do not respect those injunctions. They go ahead to do what they want to do.
What will your group do if these eminent persons who are advising the Electoral Commission as a group fail to resign as your group is demanding? What will be your next line of action?
The base document that determines one's nationality in this country, in Ghana, is the birth certificate. If anybody is giving birth to now in this country, it is the birth certificate that is given to that particular person, and that proves your nationality. The Electoral Commission decided that it would change that particular decision that has been given by laws in this country. So it took that decision to take away that particular document in the CI that the Electoral Commission presented to Parliament. We went to court about it. It didn't work. But all this is coming from the Electoral Commission. So if these eminent members are still there as members to this committee that the Electoral Commission set, then it means that they are sent to the decision by the Electoral Commission to revoke the nationality of some Ghanaians. And these Ghanaians will never take life. They will lose their credibility. They will lose their respect. They will lose the way Ghanaians in particular see them. So we just advise them to resign in order to save their name and save their reputation.